சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
சாப்டர் 9 வெர்ஸ் 27.
யத் கரோஷி யதஷ்நாஸீம் யத் ஜுஹோஷி ததாஸியத் யத் தபஸ்யசி கௌந்தேயம் தத் குருஷ்வ மதர்ப்பணம்.
From 20th shloka onwards up to 29th shloka, Lord Krishna talking about sakama bhakti and nishkama bhakti. Having talked about the sakama bhakti in the later shlokas, in these shlokas Lord Krishna highlighting the importance of nishkama bhakti, how one has to convert their sakama bhakti into nishkama bhakti. Initial stage of life, one can be a sakama bhakta, it's okay for some time, but the later stages, once you get maturity, may you convert your sakama bhakti into nishkama bhakti. Nishkama bhakti is another name for karma yoga. Karma Yoga is, in the third chapter, 30th shloka, Lord Krishna said, offer your all actions to me, that actions will not bind you. The Karma Yoga at physical level, mental level, whatever you do, actions, especially Ishwarar Prabhudhya Karma Kuru, பிரசாத புத்தியா ஃபலம் ஸ்வீகுருனர். ஸோ ஆக்ஷன் லெவல் இஸ் கால்ட் கர்மயோகா, பட் பாவனா லெவல், அட் மென்டல் லெவல், இட் இஸ் கால்ட் நிஷ்காம பக்தி. கர்மயோகா அலோன் இஸ் கால்ட் நிஷ்காம பக்தி ஃப்ரம் பாவனா திருஷ்டியா. சாரீரக திருஷ்டியா, கர்ம திருஷ்டியா, இட் இஸ் கால்ட் கர்மயோகா. If you take the attitude in Karma Yoga, Bhavana Drishti, it is Nishkama Bhakti. Therefore, Karma Yoga and Nishkama Bhakti are not different. A Karma Yogi is a Nishkama Bhakta. A Nishkama Bhakta is a Karma Yogi. How now? A Karma Yogi performs all actions for Ishvara Prityartham. So Nishkama Bhakta also does prayers, show his devotion, bhakti, at mental level, for the Lord, for the sake of Lord, not for any other material purpose. So you have to see the uniformity in Karma Yoga and Nishkama Bhakti. So Lord Krishna highlighting, if you worship me in the infinite form, you attain everything. In finite God also, in your own Ishtadevata also, learn to see me, the infinite God. Learn to see me, the infinite God, and understand the God is only one, appearing in different forms. Come out of that wrong notions, there are many gods and they have many powers, and some gods are having some extraordinary powers, some gods do not have extraordinary powers. Don't think like that. Don't show your immaturity. So Bhagavan says, see every god to whom you are worshipping and offering anything that comes to me only, finally. And you are worshipping the infinite God. On Vinayaka Chaviti day, you worship the Lord in Vinayaka form. On Sri Ravanavami day, you worship the infinite God in a Rama form. On Shivaratri day, you worship the infinite God, who is only God, one God, in Shiva form. Like that, you extend for any worship at any time. It is going to that Lord only. This is very important. People are missing this fact because of a lack of understanding. If you have this approach, this bhavana, there is a tremendous relaxation inside you. There is tremendous freedom. There is inner leisure once you have this understanding. You have no tension at all. All gods are one and the same. That's why in Hinduism, we accommodate many gods, different forms. Few hundred years back, cross, crescent came. No? Cross and crescent, you know both. Okay. They were not there previously. We have accommodated them. Even some more forms comes also, doesn't matter, we won't bother. All the religions are only a stepping stones for a sadhana, a discipline, not for fighting, no, in between, in the name of religion. God is not a thing sitting there and seeing both of our fighting. No. Religions are fighting each other, no? And God is looking, both of you fight nicely, you know. Is sitting like that only for that sake? God feel pity of these people who are fighting in the name of God. The religions who are fighting in the name of God. And killing the people, innocent people in the name of God. What are all atrocities they are doing? Not knowing the fact. And they are doing harm to the religion or justice to the religion. They are doing more harm to the religion whose creation is belong to the Lord. They are destroying the creation. They have no right to destroy the creation. The people killing, they have no right in the name of Lord. Why all these are happening? Because of not knowing the truth. We are all born to live, to survive, to be happy. Making use of religion, be happy, enjoy, mature. In the name of religion, you are not supposed to fight and kill each other. You should not cheat others. That is why Pujya Swamiji said, conversion is a violence. Conversion is a violence. By cheating people, exploiting the people's weakness, if you convert a person from one religion to other religion, it is violence. This is the greatest blunder. Why they do conversion? Because of insecurity. The religion is insecurity. Not only people are insecure, some religions are also insecure. People are insecure and fighting for money. Isn't it? Religions are also insecure. Hinduism is not insecure. Never. Only the Hinduism is never insecure. Why? It is a complete religion. It is a complete religion. It accommodates everyone. Such a religion is based on this Vedic Dharma, Vedic teaching. That's why we have to understand the Lord's real nature for the sake of your well-being, for the sake of society well-being, for the sake of world well-being. Okay? You come and listen to Bhagavad Gita not only for your moksha. You are listening to Bhagavad Gita is not only for your moksha. Your moksha is good for your family. Your moksha, understanding the truth, is good for society. Understanding the truth is good for the entire universal peace. Understand? If you sit here in 1 hour, it is good for the entire cosmic harmony. Is it right or not? Can we say that or not? If you sit in 1 hour class and study, it is good for the entire cosmic harmony. Therefore, what our elders say, you need not do any service to the society, but don't do harm to the society. We don't want your service, but don't do harm to the society. If you understand the facts, the truth about God, creation, and about yourself, you are as good as serving the society. Listen carefully. These are all very, very important. If you understand you, your nature, and the God's nature, and the creation, and the relation between these three, you are the most service-minded person in Artha. You are the most service-minded person. You cannot do harm to anyone in this creation. At any time, at any place. Impossible. Why? You understood that you are Brahman. Everything is Brahman. There is nothing to separate from me. So therefore, this is the greatest knowledge which gives tremendous peace to everyone. The Nishkama Bhakti is the highest Bhakti. Lord Krishna says, if you are not able to sit and do prayers, puja, offering, at least offer your actions, whatever you are doing to me, yat karoshi, whatever you are doing from the morning to till night, for your children's sake, for your body's sake, what you are doing, just as you are doing, offer to me, remember me that time. Yat karoshi, yad ashnasi, whatever you are eating, that also offer to me. Before eating, remember me. Yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi, whatever you are offering into your stomach, because you are not doing homa, yaga, yajna and all, you have dropped long before. So, offering to the Lord, we have forgotten long ago, Daiva Puja, Daiva Yajnam, one of the Panchamaha Yajnas. How many people are doing? If you ask them, we know God is inside, they say. That's why they are offering Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. God is everywhere. Like this, they talk philosophy. I don't want to go to temple. Why? God is everywhere. We worship everything. Everything as God. No, God is here. They say that. When you understand yourself, be free from raga, dvesha. I can't do all those things. Then what you can do? You cannot worship God in the temple. You cannot see everything as God. And you cannot transform yourself at least as God. Okay? The man to divine man you have to become. How can you become man to divine man? First worship the Lord outside. Then worship the Lord as everything. Then only you can recognize that Lord who is available inside you. Without knowing this Ekarupa, Vishwarupa, Arupa you cannot come. For Arupa you cannot come. That's why some lazy people, no? Lazy people. They always talk this way only. Why to go to temple? God is inside, no? அப்படியே பேசுவான். எதுக்காக டெம்பிளுக்கு எல்லாம் போகணுமா என்ன? They talk like that. We also think, ஆமாம் கரெக்டு தானே, God is everywhere, why to temple? அதெல்லாம் வேஸ்ட்டு அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவான். God is in my house only. Okay, you do at your home or not? So, lazy people, man. These are all called lazy people. So, they say, one saying, Sukham Dukkhan Dukkanta malasya malasya sya nar sukham dukkantam alasya sya alasya means lazy person. ஃபார் ஏ லேஜி பர்சன் ஃபஸ்ட்டு சுகம், வாட் இஸ் லேஜினஸ்ஸாக இருக்கிறது சுகமாக இருக்கும். என்ன லேஜி என்ன, யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி திங், யூ நீட் நாட் டேக் பாத் எர்லி மார்னிங், யூ நீட் நாட் டூ பூஜா, யூ நீட் நாட் ஒர்க் ஹார்ட் அட் ஆல். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் லேஜியஸ்ட் பர்சன். திஸ் லேஜியஸ்ட் பீப்புள் ரொம்ப சுகமாக இருக்கும் பிகினிங்கில், அப்புறம் எண்ட் இஸ் வாட் துக்கம். தே கெட் ஓன்லி துக்கா. தேர்ஃபோர் அவர் ஹோல் ரிலிஜியன் டு ரிமூவ் அவர் லேஜினஸ். ஹோல் ரிலிஜியன் இஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் வாட், டு ரிமூவ் அவர் லேஜினஸ். தட்ஸ் வி கார்த்திக மாதம் ஃபுல் மார்னிங் ஸ்நானம், கோ டு டெம்பிள், டு பிரதக்ஷணம். எகெயின் ஆஃப்டர் கார்த்திகம் வாட் கம்ஸ், மார்கழி. தட் மாதம் யூ சி ஸோ சில், யூ ஹவ் டு கெட் அப் எர்லி மார்னிங். தனுர் மாதம் ஹவ் டு கோ டு டெம்பிள், டேக் பாத் எகெயின். இந்த சில் வின்டர் டேஸ்னோ வி வாண்ட் டு ஸ்லீப், ட்ரௌசி, தட் ஸ்லகிஷ்னஸ். ஸோ ஆர் பீப்புள் இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி தே கேப்ட். ஃபார் லேடிஸ் ஆல்சோ கம் ஆன், கெட் அப் அண்ட் க்ளீன், புட் த கோலம், டு லாட் ஆஃப் டெக்கரேஷன், கோ டு டெம்பிள், டு பூஜா, டு பாராயணம், டு சாண்டிங், பஜன்ஸ், சிங்கிங். Now all have gone, it has come in the form of music season now. Okay, that's why at least angeyavadu poi bhagavan songs you can listen, bhagavan songs you listen. It is called dhanur masam again. Okay, auspicious month it is. Masanam margasirshoham, bhagavan tells all devatas comes onto the earth that time, they come to bless us. That's why don't sleep, they say. So all these actions, why they kept in our religion, understand, if our children are even asked, why religion, so many disciplines, so many rituals, all these are meaningless. They are not meaningless. Ekadasi vratam, dvadasi vratam, upavasam, maunam, everything meant to remove our laziness. Your body identification, you have to drop. So, yad juhoshi, yad tapasyasi. Whatever you do, tapas, no? That tapas, convert into nishkama bhakti. Walking in the park, that is tapas every day morning. Taking dog and running behind that dog, that is tapas for everyone nowadays. What tapas they do? Taking care of pets and going to the beach walk, some walk. Cat walk, like they walk. So this type of actions we are doing, where is the question of God in our minds? So if you do pradakshinam in the temple, cholesterol come down, as well as bhukti mukti. Okay, both are available, two in one, our ancestors kept. If you go to Thiruvannamalai temple, why they kept that giri pradakshinam? கிரி பிரதக்ஷணம், புண்ணியம் வில் கம், ஓகே, தட் இஸ் ட்ரூ. வாட் இஸ் த பை ப்ராடக்ட்? யூ ரெடியூஸ் 4 kgs. ஸோ இட் இஸ் குட் ஃபார் ஹெல்த் ஆல்சோ, இட் இஸ் குட் ஃபார் மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ. இஃப் யூ டூ பிரதக்ஷணம் இன் தட் பீச் ஆர் சம்வேர் இன் த பார்க், யூ வோன்ட் கெட் தட் டிவோஷன். மென்டல் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன் கெனாட் கம். இஃப் யூ வாக் வேர் in the park, next park, Nageshwar Rao Park, you go and walk in the park, because I get lot of oxygen, Swamini, therefore I walk in the park. And that's true, I agree with you, but you won't get relaxed mind. You may get lot of oxygen, you will not get anxiety free mind. Anxiety free mind comes only when you do pradakshinam in the temple. That is why in park if you walk, it is not pradakshinam. In temple you walk, it is called pradakshinam. Both are walking only, no? Even temple walking also, nowadays people are not doing it. Without namaskara itself, they are doing pradakshinam. Because they said, while walking you have to move your hands fast. This person want to convert that pradakshinam also into walking. So they won't join their folded hands. Ellara pradarshan pandrad ella poch ippo. So how many people are doing with the folded pradarshan? You go and see in the temple, they move their hands and walk. You are not supposed to do that, no? ವೈ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರದರ್ಶನ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೂ ಪ್ರದರ್ಶನ. ಸೊ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರದರ್ಶನ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರದರ್ಶನ ಈಸ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಕನ್ವರ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಪ್ರದರ್ಶನ ನೌ. ಎತ್ ತಪಸ್ಸಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಪ್ರದರ್ಶನ ಇನ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್, ಯುವರ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬೀಚ್ ಆರ್ ಪಾರ್ಕ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಫರ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ. ತಪಸ್ ಎನಿ ಫಾಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್, ಯುವರ್ ಡೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕನ್ವರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಫಾಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್, ಯುವರ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕನ್ವರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಪ್ರದಕ್ಷಿಣ. ತಪಸ್ಸಿ ಮದರ್ಪಣಂ ಕುರುಷ್ವ ಯು ಆಫರ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಶುಭಾಶುಭ ಫಲೈರೇವಂ ಮೋಕ್ಷಸೇ ಕರ್ಮ ಬಂಧನೈಃ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ ಯುಕ್ತಾತ್ಮ ವಿಮುಕ್ತೋ ಮಾಮುಪೈಶ್ಯಸಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫಲಂ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಭಕ್ತಿ? ದಟ್ ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಭಕ್ತ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಫಲಂ ನರಂ he attains me, and bhagwan says that nishkama bhakta attains me. Means what? Sakama bhakta will not attain me. Pradhan artham, when two students are standing, the student is very brilliant, bright student. I show one student, it means what? It is as good as saying that student is not bright. Correct dane? Now Lord Krishna says this nishkama bhakta is going to get this benefit. Bhagavan says, that means indirectly Bhagavan is saying sakama bhakta is not going to get. What is that nishkama bhakta is going to get? Look into the shloka. Evam shubha ashubha phalaihi karma bandhanaihi mokshase. ಅದಿ ಫಲಂ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈನ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಲಂ. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಲೈನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಿ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ ಯುಕ್ತಾತ್ಮ. ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಭಕ್ತ? ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಟೈಟಲ್. ಶ್ಲೋಕ 28. ಓಕೆ, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಟು ಎ ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಭಕ್ತ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಟೈಟಲ್? ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ ಯುಕ್ತಾತ್ಮ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿ, ನೌ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ? ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಸ್. Do you mean we have to take a sannyasashrama? No. Who is talking? Krishna. When Krishna is talking, he is not talking about sannyasa, ashrama sannyasa, kashaya vastram. Then what sannyasa Lord Krishna talking? Antara sannyasa, internal renunciation. What do you mean by antara sannyasa? Shastra says, antara sannyasa means nothing but dropping worry. That's all. Drop your worry about future. Drop your worry about your body, family, possessions. Drop worry. That is called sannyasa. If sannyasi, real sannyasi also, who is wearing kashayam and worrying about his ashram, after me, who will take care of this ashram? He is not a sannyasi. He is also a kutumbi. Kutumbi em vandadane kudumi irukani kutumbi vandadha theriyala. Sannyasi is also like a kutumbi madri dane. Enoda ashramam, who will take care of my ashramam? Who will take care of my shishyas? What is going to happen to my ashram property? What sannyasa is that sannyasa? If a grihastha, even though he is in family, householder, but house is not holding him. No worry about house, family, children. Bhagwan is there to take care of. What am I going to give for them? Am I going to provide water? Am I going to provide food? I am not providing. Bhagwan only providing everything. Am I going to give full health, total health for them? What am I giving? Nothing. My contribution is only worry. How many children? Those days, 10 children, 11 children, they were never had worry. Nowadays, only one or two. So much worry about these children. How to bring up my children? How to make them to stand on their own legs? Already they are standing. So much worry, father, mother, day and night. And 10th standard, they come, one type of tension. 12th they come, temperature increasing, blood pressure increasing. No? Parameters are increasing, changing, fluctuation. And once they go to college, whom they are going to marry, we do not know. That is another tension. Then lot of my son or daughter has to get seat in so and so place, and lot of plans and imaginations. This so much worry. Very sukhana. Krishna says, sannyasa yoga. The one who has dropped total worry about himself, about family, and about society also. Then what? He is the one who performs his duty. Leave the rest to the God. He is not lazy. Okay. He is not a lazy person. He is very busy, very duty oriented, doing all his duties without any expectation, and performs his duty, family duties, body, what we have to take care of body, what are all we have to do, we do, but I never worry. That means what? Without having any attachment, do your duty. Towards your body, towards family, children, do your duty, but never expect results. You are doing walking, dieting, everything, but never expect 100% health. It is not in your hand. Every day morning, walking, some exercise, something you are doing. That's fine. Therefore, I want to get 100% health, and we don't know. Your duty is only to perform exercise, not to worry about health. Similarly, your duty only to bring up your children, take care of them, provide food, shelter, everything for them, leave the rest to the God. Stop worrying. Stop worrying about relatives, neighbors, society, high street. People are worrying so much about society. You do your best, society will take care of itself. Think globally, work locally. Think globally, work locally. What you have to do, you do. Sannyasa yoga. This is called sannyasa yoga. Karma phala tyaga eva sannyasa. How you define sannyasa? People define differently. Sannyasa means, wife, husband, you drop and leave it and go away. Sannyasama. This is what the definition of sannyasa, literal meaning. Leaving all my family members, going away from the family is sannyasa, literal meaning of sannyasa. Many people translate this way. This is not the sannyasa what Shastra talks, what Krishna talks. This is not the sannyasa at all, what people are talking. This is called misinterpretation. Sannyasa, according to Shastra, is karma phala tyaga. Do your duty, drop the anxiety about the results of your actions. Drop your anxiety about your health. Take care of your food, take care of your exercise, that's all. Drop worry about your health. Take care of your children, provide everything whatever they need, drop worry about them, anxiety about them. Take care of your house, maintain your house, drop worry about your house. But generally when we are taking care of, we lose sight of, we are only trustees of this body, children and family. We forget and we worry, 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 long time and sleepless nights. Thookkamee varamattengirathu Swami. தூக்கமே வரமாட்டேங்கிறது. ஏன்னா ஒரே வரி வரி இருந்தால் தூக்கம் எப்படி வரும்? வெறி இல்லை சுவாமினி, ஒரு ஆங்ஸைட்டி. ஆங்ஸைட்டி இருந்தால் எப்படி தூக்கம் வரும்? ஏ டைப் ஆஃப் வெர்ரி இஸ் கால் ஆங்ஸைட்டி. சம் பீப்புள் தே ஹவ் நோ வெர்ரி, ஆங்ஸைட்டி, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஃபைன். வாட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஹேப்பன் டுமாரோ? வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன் டு மீ இன் ஃபியூச்சர்? மை சன் ஆர் டாட்டர் ஆர் கோயிங் டு டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் மீ ஆர் நாட்? போதும் இந்த வெர்ரி. ஹூ வில் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் ஹூம்? சம் வெர்ரி ஆர் அதர், தட் பர்சன் சந்நியாச யோக யுக்த ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் அந்தக்கரணம். ஹூஸ் அந்தக்கரணம் யுக்த ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் தோஸ் அந்தக்கரணம் இஸ் இன்டெக்ரேட்டட். சந்நியாச யோக யுக்தாத்மா, திஸ் பர்சன் நிஷ்காம பக்தா. அக்கார்டிங் டு சாஸ்திர, சந்நியாச யோக யுக்தாத்மா மீன்ஸ் யூ கேன் டிஃபைன் இன் திஸ் வே. கர்ம திருஷ்டியா யோகி, ஃபலதிருஷ்டியா சந்நியாசி. மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி, அதர் கமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ், தே டிஃபைன் திஸ் வே. சந்நியாச மீன்ஸ் வித் ஏ மைண்ட், ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் வித் ஏ மைண்ட், யுக்தா மீன்ஸ் எண்டோடு வித் ஏ மைண்ட் விச் இஸ் டிவோட்டட் வித் வாட்? சந்நியாசா அண்டு யோகா. சந்நியாசா அண்டு யோகா, சந்நியாசா அண்டு யோகா மீன்ஸ் யோகா. இஃப் யூ டேக் கர்ம திருஷ்டியா ஹீஸ் ஏ யோகி, அண்டே கர்மயோகி. ஃபலதிருஷ்டியா ஹீஸ் ஏ சந்நியாசி. ஷீ ஈஸ் ஏ சந்நியாசினி. ஓகே, ஷீ ஆல்சோ ஐ கேன் சே ஹீஸ் ஏ யோகி. அண்ட் ஃபலதிருஷ்டி, வென் ஃபலம் கம்ஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட், அந்த ஃபல சந்நியாசி என அர்த்தம். சந்நியாச யோக யுக்த ஆத்மா, த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் renounced all his anxiety about the results. Results of what? What are all actions he did? No, that action drishtya karma yogi, phala drishtya, when phala is going to come, what phala you want? Shubha shubha phalai revam. I don't want shubha phalam, ashubha phalam also. Shubha ashubha means punya papa. That punya karma phalam, papa karma phalam is called punya karma, papa karma. Shubha shubha karma phalaihi mokshase, that is bandha. Karma bandhanaihi means punya karma bandhanaihi, papa karma bandhanaihi. Punya is also another bandha. Okay, papa anyhow bandha only. What do you mean by bandha? Bandha is that which keeps me always in anxiety. It's called bandha, bondage. Which keeps me always in worry. That karma is called bandha. So punya karma is that which disturbs me at its departure in the form of sukham. Punya only is adrishtam. It comes in the form of sukham. Punya comes in the form of sukham, papa comes in the form of dukkha. Idu theriyum swamini, idu theriyum, you have explained to us many times. So punya disturbs us in by arrival, by its arrival in the form of, by its departure, not arrival, by its departure. Sukha has come because of my punya. It disturbs me when? By its departure. By its departure. That's what Kausalya felt when she got Rama. Because of punya I got Rama, she felt. And when Rama is going to forest, how she felt? For Kausalya, that punya disturbed her by its departure. In the form of sukha it comes. When Rama was there, Kausalya was so happy. When he is going to forest, it came in the form of dukkha. That sukha went away, dukkha comes, the disturbance. What about papa? Papa disturbs us in the form of, by its arrival in the form of dukkham. Papam என்ன சுவாமினி, இது வேறு என்ன பெரிய லாஜிக் மாதிரி இருக்கேன். லாஜிக் கிடையாது, ஒன்றும் கிடையாது, ரொம்ப சிம்பிள். பாப்பா டிஸ்டர்ப்ஸ் அஸ். by its arrival. How it comes in the form of arrival, in the form of dukkham. Papa, invisible dukkham is what? Papa. Visible papa is what? Dukkham. Visible papa is called dukkham. Invisible dukkham is called papam. Okay. Visible punyam is sukham. Invisible sukham is punyam. Visible punyam is sukham. Invisible sukham is punyam. How many times I have told this? Many times I had told. Very nice, you know, this is. So, dukkha also disturbs punya. Papa also disturbs me by its arrival in the form of dukkham. So, shubha, ashubha means punya, papa. Phala. The phala is what? Sukha, dukkha. Now you see the word, first line. Shubha, ashubha, phalaihi. Phalam is what? Shubha phalam is what? Shubha phalam is called punya phalam. Punya phalam is what? Sukha. Ashubha phalam? Papa phalam. Ashubha phalam or papa phalam is what? Dukha. Evam chaktva. Karma bandhanaihi. Karma phala bandhanaihi. So this person is mokshase, free from this karma bandha. I told you karma bandha means anxiety, is free from that anxiety which is born out of those actions which are either punya or papa. Why? Sannyasa yoga yuktatma. So what afterwards? Then what? While he is living, lives without anxiety, without worry, without tension. About what? About body, about family, about possessions, anything in the world. No worry, no anxiety. Anxiety free person. You have to put a board. Ipidi just vibhuti putna madri. Vibhuti putna chandanam kunkumam putna madri. Enna putano? Anxiety free person I am. As you are walking, I am anxiety free. Ullakulla irukum koncham. A fraction of a second anxiety may come, but immediately it comes down. Immediately, within no time, it comes down. Its arrival, I have no control, but its perpetuation, I have my willpower to use. I will not allow it to continue. I can do that. That is called sannyasa yoga yuktatma. Vimuktaha. Vimuktaha means what? Jivan muktaha bhavati. He is free from bondage. That is why sanchita, agami, and the tension gone. Mamu paishyasi. He attains me. Nanna irukke. Nishkama bhakti moolamame you can get liberation. Mam upaishyasi. You will attain me. You will attain me. Means you will attain liberation. You will get Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti. How is it possible? By Nishkama Bhakti itself. You have to understand, by Nishkama Bhakti he gets Jnana Yogyata, Guru Prapti, Shastra Prapti, Shravana, Manana Nididhyasana Dvara, Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam. I am free from Sanchita Karma. I am free from Agami Karma. Prarabdha Karma cannot touch me. I am now here itself, Jivan Muktaha. After leaving the body, I am Videha Muktaha. Such person attains me. This is called Paramparaya Videha Mukti. Paramparaya Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti he attains. Paramparaya. Now Nishkama Bhakti, ultimate destination is what? Moksha. Now you understand what is real bhakti? Bhakti is that which culminates into jnanam and moksha. That is called bhakti. A bhakti which keeps me always under fear, anxiety, is not a bhakti. That is immature bhakti. How long? Where I have to be secure near the Lord, I am more insecure. Is it a bhakti? Ange poi kuda bhagavan kitta jaragandi 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 ange pona kuda nemmadi illiye queue lo nillende nillende shosha daham pasi appa evvala neram queue lo varri. If I see in that garbhagriha swami alone deva darshanam, otherwise I am not a punyavan person. Worry, you know, I am not a punyavan. Enak bhagyame kadikala, bhagavan darshaname kadikala. Hey, who are all standing in front of you, in front of you queue backside you, they are all what? Bhagavans rupams. You are not able to see the entire universe bhagavan. That's why there is a struggle for you. Either you go to Chidambaram, you go to Kanchipuram, either you go to Thiruvannamalai, everywhere pushu. But you can see Bhagavan everywhere without any difficulty. Even like ayasanda venu. Ayasam illamale Bhagavad darshanam irukkana. Idhula taste illa avanukku. Enna pandrathu? This person is one who is a nishkama bhakta, attains moksha finally. Next shloka.
Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Na me dveshosti na priyaham. Ye bhajanti tu maam bhaktyam. Mayi te teshu chamyaham.
Chapyaham. Okay. We may get a doubt. Bhagavan said, such a nishkama bhakta attains meaner. That attains me means, what is that? Mam eshyasi inner. Mam eva eshyasi, mam eshyasi eva. He attains me when Bhagavan said, that me means what? Evam karma bandhanaihi shubhashubha phalaihi sanyasa yoga yuktatma maam upeshyasi. Bhagavan said, in the maam means what? Maam means chetanyam brahma, chetanam brahma or chetanyam brahma, nirguna ishvaraha, not nama rupa, saguna apara prakriti ishvara. Okay, so maam means here the Lord who is in its original form. Original form is what? Formless. Lord, original form is formless. So you have to elevate your mind to that level. Until you educate your mind to grasp that formless God, you can never have PHS. You can never have PHS. So we think that nishkama bhakta attains me. Bhagavan said, sakama bhakta cannot attain me. It is as good as saying. That means Bhagavan is partial. What about sakama bhaktas? Hey Krishna, are you partial? Towards nishkama bhaktas only you are talking, they are attaining you. The sakama bhaktas cannot attain you. That means you are partial. Giving more benefits to nishkama bhaktas and not sakama bhaktas. Bhagavan says, it's not my mistake. It is not my mistake. Sunlight is there, but I close my doors. Okay, I close all my windows and doors. What sun can do? Not your sun, that sun. What that Surya Bhagavan can do? Closing the doors, no ventilation, no light in the room, and Bhagavan, Surya Bhagavan is not giving light. And everybody, is this Surya Bhagavan's mistake or your mistake? My mistake. Surya Bhagavan is always giving light. What you have to do? Open the door. The light comes inside. Similarly, you have to approach God. You are only asking God what? Dhanyam, Pashu, Putra, Labham, Shata Samvatsaram. That is last. Shata Samvatsaram, 100 years. Why 100 years? I want to get to moksha? You want to get to moksha? No, no, no. My grandson has to get to Poonal. I want to Poonal Nadakara work. Shata Samvatsaram. Moksha on Ketano, Kekala, Parungo. I want to live 100 years. And a great grandson now Pakano. Great grandson. I want to live 100 years. I want to get Jnana Nishtha. And Keka Kudado. Dhanyam, Pashu, Putra, Labham, Putra, Pautri, Labham. This is asking. It is not my mistake, Arjuna. People are asking everything except me. They are asking what to do. That's why Shankaracharya gives another example, beautiful example. When I feel so cold, when I feel so cold, I want something that which can give warmness to me. There is a fire. If I go near, it gives me warmness. If I won't go near to the fire, it cannot give me warmness. Is it the mistake of fire or me? Fire is there. You have to go near to that. Then you will become so warm. Feel so comfortable. I'm not going near the fire. What fire can do? Fire is also helpless. Similarly, Sakama Bhaktas are also like that only. They are closing the doors. They are not able to see that Bhagavan's real nature. They are not worshipping Bhagavan for Bhagavan's sake. They are worshipping Bhagavan only for their sake. They are not approaching Bhagavan for Bhagavan's sake. Therefore, what can I do? I am not partial, Arjuna. Then what? Samaha aham. I am uniform towards everyone. Fire and sun, they are uniformly giving heat and light to everyone. It is our job to tap that, make use of that, is it not? It is our job. It is our duty. Similarly, Bhagavan has given Shastra. Bhagavan has given Dharma Shastra, Moksha Shastra, everything Bhagavan has given. Bhagavan has given the infrastructure, everything. Bhagavan has given the nice ground to us. You have to utilize it properly. Without utilizing this Dharma Shastra and Moksha Shastra, anything, and asking Anitya Phalam, Ashashvata Phalam. Bhagavan is giving everything uniformly. Bhagavan says, I am Samanya Karanam. I am available for all people. My Shastram is available for all of them. They are not going to class and studying. What can I do? They are going only temple and asking Dhanyam, Pashu, Putra, Labham every time. Not a few, one decade, 2 decades they are coming, 3 decades they are coming. Tappi tavari avadu ange ponanam class ku pomatane. What can I do? Samaha aham. I am uniform. I have given religion, I have given Dharma Shastra, I have given Moksha Shastra, everything I have given. They see only Karma Kanda, they don't see Vedanta. What to do? I have given Veda, what Karma Kanda I have given, Upasana Kanda also I have given. That also they are not doing properly. That's why they are not coming to Moksha Shastra. If they do properly this Karma Kanda and Upasana Kanda properly, as mentioned in the Shastra, by listening to their elders and gurus, they definitely come to Moksha Shastra. But they are not using me properly. My Moksha Shastra, my Dharma Shastra, my Karma Kanda Shastra, they are not using properly. Their selfish ends they are using. Is it my mistake? Am I partial? I am not partial. Samaha aham. Where? Sarva bhuteshu. Upon all beings, sarveshu bhuteshu aham samaha. I am even, same. Na me dveshyaha asti, na me priyaha asti. There is no one is dear to me or enemy to me. I never hate anyone. Who says Bhagavan? Bhagavan says, even though this fellow is not following what? Dharma Shastra. I gave Dharma Shastra, never cheat others, I said. And corruption, oh, corruption going on and on and on. Everyone is master of master's degree kudukalam. Edhila corruption la. இப்படி பட்ட ஆளுநெல்லாம் பார்த்து கரப்ஷன் ஆளுநெல்லாம் பார்த்து தே ஆர் ஜஸ்ட் ஸ்வாலோயிங் நோ ஹோல் திங் தே ஆர் நாட் டூயிங் சர்வீஸ் டு ஹியூமனிட்டி அண்ட் தே ஆர் டூயிங் ஹார்ம் டு த ஹியூமனிட்டி அண்ட் புட்டிங் மணி இன் சுவிட்சர்லேண்ட் பேங்க் சுவிட்சர்லேண்ட் பேங்க் பை கரப்ஷன் திஸ் இஸ் வாட் தர்மசாஸ்திரா ஐ செட் கிருஷ் அர்ஜுனா Where my Dharma Shastra they have thrown into Bay of Bengal. My Dharma Shastra they have thrown into Bay of Bengal and every politician became a corrupted person. Every person is violating Dharma. If I look at these people, enakku eppadi anxiety varanum? Enakku evlo anxiety varanum? Sleepless nights, how many times I am undergoing and Bhagavan kuda sollalam illiyo? We think we are only having worry. If Bhagavan also start worrying, anxiety, there are so many. India, where I have given Vedic Dharma, in India I see the politics, the corruption going to the climax. Enna pannanum Bhagavan enga da ponum paavam vere vali illa avarku. Ivula akramam or limitless akramam. Limitless akramam. How it comes in, where from they are coming, that corrupted people, where they, from they are coming? From mother only they are coming. That mother has not trained her son or daughter properly. It is not the children's mistake, mother's mistake, father's mistake. There is no doubt in that. That is why I should not create a poisonous seed. I should not sow a poisonous seed. If I won't train my son or daughter in a dharmic way, I am sowing the poisonous seed in the society. Dangerous. Who is the culprit? I, the mother or father, is the culprit. I am sowing the poisonous seeds in the form of my son or daughter in the society, making them materialistic with full of raga, dvesha, selfishness, kama, krodha. That is my mistake, not children's mistake. Therefore, Krishna says, it's not my mistake. What I have created, I created not like those parents. Because I have given, because of their arrogance, they are not listening. That's why Bhagavan punish them. Indirectly, one way or other. What is that punishment? Suffering. Suffering is the punishment. If anyone commits mistake, they have to suffer in the form of anxiety, worry. Therefore, what to do? What is the prayaschittam? Bhagavan, give me the way. Show me the way now. Go near the fire, you get warmness. Like that, Bhagavan says, Mama dveshya api nasti, priyaha api nasti. Because everyone is my son or daughter. My children only. How can I hate someone? How can I love someone? I am not like that, Arjuna. Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya. Whoever come and have a devotion to me, bhaktya means with devotion. They come to me, bhaktya means mumukshutvena. Nishkama bhaktya. Therefore, never teach children to earn money. Teach children to be dharmic. If they are not dharmic, just push them out. If they don't earn single pai also, doesn't matter. I don't bother. If my son or daughter not earning, I don't bother. If they are not dharmic, I bother. Appadi irukkana amma appanna. I cannot tolerate my son or daughter to be adharmic. If they are begging for food also, I don't mind. But society blames them. Such a culprit, corrupted, wrong person, wrong behavior, I cannot withstand. That's why father born again, no? Father gives birth to son first. Second time father feels, I am born, when that son is praised by someone. It is putra and second son born, like that ananda comes. One payan porandane or anandam, and the payan they praise, suppose, again he feels, I have got another son. Amal anandam varuma. Not second son. Okay. If they praise the boy with sugunams, with full of you know, virtues, the father feels, I am born again. As the second son born. Putra santosha. How much santosha comes? That's why that santosha alone keeps us happy throughout our life. If our children are not dharmic, they cannot be happy. I cannot be happy as a mother or father. Society also cannot be happy. Therefore, marriage is not just like that. Getting children is not just getting children. There is a tremendous responsibility to protect dharma. To be as a good citizen of this country, not only this country, in this cosmic creation, I have to live as a human being, especially. Then I have to become a divine being. That's why command. Command. Anything wrong, command. Punishment. Bhagavan will never leave anyone just wrong. Bhagavan punish. Similarly, I have to punish as a father, mother. What way I have to punish? There is a procedure, method for that. Not talking to them, that's all, enough. What punishment is required? As long as you are not behaving properly, no talking. Enough. You need not beat them. You need not punish in a severe manner. This is enough. As the day you are good, your behavior is good, I feel you are dharmic. You are my son. That's all. Bhagavan also feels like that. Sakama bhaktas, I am not pushing them away. They are pushing me away. What to do? Bhagavan says. In second line you say, ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya, who comes to me, worships me. Who means? Ye means viveki. Viveki sadhana chetushtaya sampanna adhikari. An artham. Bhaktya. Bhaktya means who never go near to God for personal ends. Bhaktya worships God only for God's sake. That person. Aham api teshu te mayi. They are in me, I am in them. What is they are in me, I am in them? Next week. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om.